Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
This is Heather Breckmaster for the Oklahoma Beef Council with a checkoff minute. The summer grilling season has kicked off, and with it, a new beef checkoff funded campaign featuring former football star Tony Romo as the official ambassador for the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand. Romo will urge consumers to, quote, make the right call with beef this summer. Tony will be featured across all media platforms from TV advertising to social media channels. You can expect to see him sharing his favorite recipes, grilling tips, and even a behind-the-scenes look into his personal passion for beef. So take it away, Tony.
Hey everyone, it's Tony Romo, and I'm here to remind you that it's grilling season. And how do you make those summer cookouts extraordinary? With beef. Whether you're slow roasting ribs or throwing a couple of hamburgers on the grill, some top sirloin kebabs, or, wait, what was I saying again? Oh yeah, set your grilling season on fire this year with beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. For more ideas, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
Well, a big primary Oklahoma election held on June the 28th. Senior farm and ranch broadcaster Ron Hayes had the opportunity to catch up with Oklahoma Farm Bureau's Vice President of Public Policy, Steve Thompson, who talks about the importance of the election.
It was first and foremost, it's a great night for Oklahoma, or a great day for Oklahoma. This is such an exciting thing to be a part of. We're blessed at Farm Bureau to have a very active organization when it comes to politics and campaigns.
Thompson said he's impressed on how Governor Stitt has reached out to rural Oklahoma, and he feels that his effort has been evident in the polls.
Really impressed with what the governor's done and the way he's reached out to rural Oklahoma, and it showed through tonight, truly, all around the state. So that's the lead story. Is it's a great day for Oklahoma, and it's a great day for rural Oklahoma.
Also, Senator James Lankford easily winning the primary race.
You know, that was very reassuring because, it teaches us all a little lesson that, you know, sometimes social media is not real life. And early on in the campaign, he took a lot of slings and arrows. And, there's not a bigger, you know, rock in our political world than James Lankford. And there's nobody that we all look up to more than him. And he showed that he's about serious business. He's about leadership. He's about governing, and did a remarkable job. And for the seat that Senator Inhofe is vacating, Congressman Mullen had a very strong showing. He's going to go into the runoff with a sizable lead over former House Speaker T.W. Shannon. But there were a lot of votes still out there. Our good friend Luke Holland, as well as State Senator Nathan Dom, you know, all put 10% or more on the board. So it is still a sporting race. And we know there is a history of the folks who finished second in the primary coming from behind to overtake the person who won the primary. So that is very much an active race. But you do have to note that Congressman Mullen had a serious victory tonight and probably a 28-point lead heading to that runoff. But there's still a lot of summer left, and that will be a sporting race to look forward to coming into August.
And Thompson said a good turnout for good friend and Congressman Frank Lucas for Western Oklahoma.
That's right. We start first and foremost with our good friend Congressman Frank Lucas from Western Oklahoma. Carried north of 60%, and has really been our ag champion for so long. And I think the voters showed up for him. He had a very serious challenge there. A lot of money and a lot of effort put in against him, and he came out on top of that. And
up next is the August runoff. There's going to be some very competitive races on the congressional side, as well as several statewide races and a few state legislative races, which will receive a lot of attention and focus. You've got farm news on Ron.
Sometimes the weather is unfavorable, or that summer crop comes off late, or more time is needed to clean up fall emerging weeds. The delayed planting window may be too narrow for most wheat varieties, but not with Butler's Gold, a hard red winter variety intended for late planting. Butler's Gold has a unique growth pattern where it could start late but sprint to the finish with top tier yield potential and high protein and test weight. Butler's Gold is named after OSU sprinter James Butler, who won the 1980 Olympic trials in the 200 meter dash. Check out okgenetics.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.